The Phoenix City Council shakeups continue today. Councilmember Kate Gallego announced she'll officially step down from her seat to run for mayor, a position left open when former Mayor Greg Stanton left in May to run for Congress. Council member Daniel Valenzuela also left his seat last month to run for the city's top spot. And last week, the council cast a dramatic vote to replace him until the next elections in March. In a surprise upset, Vanya Guevara got the job. And here to explain why it was an upset and what's next for the council is the Arizona Republican. Public's Jessica Boehm, who covers City Hall. So, Jessica, first tell us, who is Vanya Guevara?
She is actually very well known around City Hall. She worked in Councilman Valenzuela's district office for 5 or 6 years as a constituent outreach coordinator. And so she's pretty well known with inside City Hall and also in the community because she was the one on Councilman Valenzuela's behalf reaching out to a lot of folks. So she is a first generation American from El Salvador. She's very well respected in the Latino community, and she's pretty representative of that district, which is, of course, a very diverse district.
Yeah, but she wasn't the one who was sort of expected to be appointed to that seat when this vote happened. Who was?
So there's a little bit of back and forth on that, but a lot of people thought that Justin Johnson would probably get that appointment. I had heard from my sources that he had it locked down before the vote. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, talking to folks, it sounds like a few people may have made some assumptions that weren't true and that maybe he never had it as tied up as we all thought. But definitely going in, I think probably 90% of people in that council chamber thought that Justin Johnson was walking out with that council appointment. So it was a little surprising that Vanya walked away with it, even though she does have this history with folks inside City Hall.
Right, right. What went into the vote that day, though? So some of the votes that were supposed to go for Justin Johnson, who has run for city council and for the state legislature before, who's the son of former Mayor Paul Johnson, it seemed there was some effort from the Latino community, especially in District 5, to sway that toward Vanya.
I do think that played a role in this. I think the optics of having a white man represent that district, especially one that ran in a different district just 5 years ago. Justin Johnson ran for Laura Pastor's seat in District 4 in 2013. So he's very new to the district. He's not necessarily culturally representative of a lot of the folks that live there. I think the optics may not have been great, and I do think the Latino community expressed that to council members. I don't think that is the main thing or, you know, even one of the main things that drove that decision. I think it was kind of a freak combination of multiple things. There was a really contentious vote right before this decision on complete streets in District 6, which is Councilman DeCiccio's district. The council members kind of took what Sal wanted and turned it into a different plan for that district. And I think Sal was very angry. It was obvious that he was upset on the dais. And so I don't know if perhaps decision making there bled into what happened in the next vote, which is kind of Jim Waring made a really interesting point that, you know, should we let these kinds of decisions that are going to impact policy for 7 months with this new appointment be made by a political body that's deciding other controversial things just moments before?
So what does the new council member, Guevara, say that she wants to accomplish specifically for District 5, which has traditionally been sort of underserved?
Absolutely. I think that she will probably carry over a lot of similar ideals that Councilman Valenzuela held, particularly in her initial statements. She talked a lot about, you know, neighborhood advocacy, public safety, infrastructure investment in District 5, all things that are very needed and very often asked for by District 5 residents.
Right. And this isn't necessarily the only shakeup that will be happening at the City Council. Councilmember Kate Gallego just announced that she is stepping down also to run for mayor today. So when they move to appoint someone to her empty seat, will this happen all over again?
That's a good question. I think it's definitely possible. It'll be another 2 weeks probably before that happens. And we will have to see if the council has predetermined who they will pick or if they let, the speeches by each of the candidates influence their decision. I think that was another thing Vanya really excelled in her speech. I was told by, for instance, Councilwoman Stark, who had previously said that she was going to support Justin Johnson, that she was just blown away by how well-spoken and well-put-together Vanya was. So, that could easily happen. I honestly don't try to predict the Phoenix City Council anymore.
And how could all of this play out in the upcoming election? So the mayor election will take place in November. The council seats will go up for re-election in March. Mm-hmm. Do the people who get these appointments, these interim appointments, really have a huge leg up?
I think it depends, but I would say yes. I think that if you look back in history, it's probably, I think, out of the last six appointments, four of them have gone on to then win the election for their seat. And that could be because, the council picked the best person that the community liked the most at the time. It also could be the fact that those people now have 7 months to make a political impact and, be on the radio and in the newspaper as a council member. You're going to get automatic name recognition that you wouldn't get without this appointment. And I think that it will definitely play a role, probably for the positive for Vanya and whomever is awarded the appointment in District 8.
All right. Jessica Boehm with the Arizona Republic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.